Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. I thought that was a good couple of segments to try to get our head around what 2020 looks like going forward.
Yeah.
Okay. However,
and how much risk you have to take.
Well, yeah, I think that's really important, yeah. Right? Return in the absence of risk is always fun, but risk can be a problem. Okay. More than 5 million Canadians are set to turn 65 this decade. In fact, all but those born in 1965, all the baby boomers retire this year. Canada is retiring.
They turn 65.
This decade.
They turn 65. They don't retire.
Fair.
They turn 65.
Okay.
And so now, for some reason, in this country, mm-hmm. when the number 65 comes up,
retirement comes up. The word retirement.
How come you're not retired?
Right.
Why are you going to plan for your retirement? Okay, so now let's talk about all those people over the next 10 years that are going to be facing retirement or the thought of retirement.
Right.
What are you set up for? What are you in?
What environment are you coming
yeah.
walking into?
So let's start off with where we are in the world today versus where their parents were when they were 65 years of age.
Okay.
Number one, your father, mm-hmm. mother, mm-hmm. my parents, when they were 65, what was life expectancy?
Well, my dad made it to just shy of 73, so it was probably high 70s for
high
males.
70
maybe,
for men.
Maybe just under 80 for women.
Okay, and that's now gotten better.
Yeah,
in fact, I just did the report this week that if you are male and 65 years of age, you have, on average, mm-hmm. a life expectancy of another 20 years. For women, another 22 years. Okay, that's today.
So mid to late 80s now.
Okay, so now we're living longer,
yeah.
and over the next decade, healthcare and the technology behind it
yep.
will keep people living longer.
Right.
I'm not saying quality of life. I'm just saying number of years on Earth. Okay. So there's problem number one. You need to have enough money to last you your lifetime. And I really shake my head when someone says to me, oh, I'm only going to live to 80.
Yeah, we hear that actually a lot. It's amazing how
I'm going at 80, Faisal.
Yeah, how much people underestimate.
And
then
I say, then spend all your money by the time you're 79.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Oh, what if I live to 81? Well, that's what we're just trying to tell you here. What if you live to 95?
Right.
Probability of one person, if a happy couple, mm-hmm. a healthy couple,
yep.
reach age 65.
Probably one and the same.
Happy and healthy. Yeah. Sure. So if a couple lives to the age of 65, mm-hmm. 33% chance one of them will live to 95.
Correct.
Okay. So longevity is here.
Right.
New problem, not your parents' problem.
Right.
Okay. You're turning 65. Your parents had a nice situation. When they retired.
Right.
And they put their, let's make up a number, $1 million. What was the interest rate market like?
Well, it was a lot higher than it is today.
Hell yeah. And it was almost double digits.
Right.
So you could have $1 million. Let's make up a number, mm-hmm. 9%. You make $90,000 in income and never see any volatility. Hallelujah.
Right.
I'm a winner.
Right.
I don't live as long,
right.
but I've got security in my
money.
I can
fund
it. Absolutely. Yep. And that community or that demographic at that time went through some very, very different economic times, and they had the discipline of not spending everything they had. Fast forward now to the boomers.
Mm-hmm.
These individuals turning 65 this decade have a longevity issue. They have lower interest rates, which mean you can't rely on guaranteed investments or savings accounts to fund your retirement like your parents could,
mm-hmm.
which means you are forced to take on risk.
And fewer pensions, right? Fewer guaranteed sources of income.
Yep.
Right? Like pensions and whatnot.
Correct. And mm-hmm. this demographic, generally speaking, mm-hmm. are known for being spenders. They are lifestylers.
They're experience-oriented
people.
That's right.
And they want to enjoy their time.
Mm-hmm.
So they spend more than their parents did. They're making less interest than their parents did. And they're living longer than their parents did. Do you see the problem?
I do.
And so this is the issue that just came out now, because voila, we're here. Let me throw one in there. There is going to be higher costs for this demographic over the next 10, 20, 30 years because of healthcare.
Right.
And the only way at this point in time where we fund our healthcare and the services that the population deem that they are necessities,
right,
is through a taxation system. Do you think taxes are going down over the next 10, 20, 30 years, Dave?
No.
Okay, let's add that onto the problem now. So higher taxes for the largest demographic in this country, which has the most amount of wealth, which likes to spend all their money, and they're living longer in low interest rates. Oh, my God. Retirement's different than what my industry has thought of in the past, mm-hmm. what every industry has thought of in the past. This is the biggest demographic out there, and it's going to have a rippling effect on everything.
Well, it's a demographic that has changed everything throughout the course of its life, and there's no reason to believe that it's not going to change what our vision of retirement is and some of the risks associated with it. Opportunities as well. They're the wealthiest demographic that's ever existed.
But plan the least.
Right.
They plan the least amount. They do not have a financial plan. We've already gone through this in previous shows. Most people turning 65 or whatever do not have most of them don't even have wills.
Right.
Powers of, most don't even know how much they pay in taxes. Like, they are not prepared for retirement like they think they are.
Right.
And this is going to be a big, this is why you and I dedicated our entire business
right.
on people approaching to or living in retirement, because they need the help.
Well, and this is a decade ago. You could see this coming from a mile away.
Well, we did.
Right.
We did.
Right.
But most of the people don't. Most companies don't market to this demographic. They're the wealthiest in the country.
Right.
So people haven't figured it out yet, Dave.
Yeah.
Every year we bring in professionals in the healthcare industry to say, what are you planning for this issue that's coming up in the next 10 years?
Right.
We're studying it. We're having a committee, but we have no action plan at this point in time.
Acute care.
Get ready.
Yep.
Over the next 10 to 20 years, that's going to be the number one debatable topic on every election platform, I believe.
Well, it's coming, and there's no question it's coming, and particularly because, I'm going to say it again, Canada's retiring. You're right, 65 doesn't necessarily mean retirement. That's how people think about it. That's a traditional retirement.
And you think about it.
And it is going to become a huge topic.
It's going to be a big problem.
Okay.
So you need to plan yourself.
You need to plan. That's right.
You need a strategy.
Tie it all together. So let's do that. Let's tie it together, because we think that health is an asset class.
Correct.
Right? Taxes are something that have to be planned for. Income and how you receive that.
Yes.
Right? Has to be planned for. Let's talk about that at our seminar.
Yeah, that's going to be on Tuesday, February 18th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to reserve your seats. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
You know, I enjoyed our seminar that we had in January, kicking off the new year. I got the sense by the kinds of questions we had, there was a lot of interest in what you've just said. I got to get a plan together. It's not just hope anymore. Right?
Yeah.
It's becoming real. And that's what this data says. That's what this data says. It's becoming real.
Yeah.
Okay. On that note, thanks for tuning into another edition of More Than Money. You're here on 770 CHQR.
David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.